I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Mark Quain Moultrons.
Yeah.
That's the name of a person who's in the news, and Mark Quain is all one word.
Hell yeah, Mark Quain.
That name rules. So we'll talk about that. That's called a tease. After the break, we'll talk about why
something we do in the biz.
Mark Quain is trending. But first, we have to let you know that you're in for a bracing glass of cool waters.
Mm-hmm.
Fox News has named Jesse Waters to succeed Tucker Carlson as anchor of the 8 p.m. hour, the lucrative, highly sought after 8 p.m. hour. Jesse Waters has been on my radar since he was like an intern for Bill O'Reilly, and like he would do segments
going to like Chinatown, like
more offensive. Yeah, like openly racist against Asian people.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That's when I first found out about him. If you haven't seen it, I haven't seen it in like 15 years.
Is that when you knew the Jesse Waters culture was for you?
I knew. That's when I knew. That's when I became a fan and got the poster.
Yeah, that was my first thing. That was like that really terrible man on the street bit in Chinatown. And I was like, this is just unhinged racism. Okay, sure.
Yeah. His new persona seems to be that he tries to be like a character in Mad Men, like that is conservative for Mad Men. Like he dresses in like suits from that era, and he just like says wild misogynistic shit that somebody would have said in the 1950s.
He killed a guy. He's trying to hide
killed
it.
Killed a guy and hid it. Took over his personality.
Is that how Matt, isn't that, I've only seen like the first three episodes and I was like, I cannot deal with
Don
this show anymore. But is that the thing, right? Centrally, like
Donnie Drapes. I don't think he kills anybody.
Or like
he
does in the war or something.
He's in the war and like he's just kind of a doofus, and his like super confident leader higher up in the military just like dies right in front of him, and he just takes his dog tags and is like, I'm that now.
Which is the exact fucking conceit of season 9 episode 2 of The Simpsons, the principal and the pauper.
Yeah.
When he comes back and it's like his name's really Armin Tamzarian.
Yeah, it's Armin Tamzarian shit. Yeah. They're like,
and
no,
wasn't it the whole thing with Skinner was
during the Korean War. So, and that storyline was Vietnam War. So they based that on this.
That's so funny that I think of that. I'm like, that's The Simpsons. Like, don't. But that's probably probably something from literature before that. Yeah. But I'm ignorant. So I will take The Simpsons as the
The Simpsons
point.
For 800. Alex, who posts that now? Mayim?
How fucking like incendiary is that first episode going to be? Because most people are saying like, if you thought Tucker was bad, the thing that's going to come after Tucker is not going to be fucking like, you know, more measured.
Yeah. Seems like everything just keeps getting worse. It's like the Putin thing. They're like, oh, you thought Putin was bad? You are going to fucking be crying for your mommy Putin when this next guy comes along. You're going to say, wah, wah. Where is Daddy Putin? And you're going to be one of the suckling
he?
At his
And he's
feet.
Gone. You because baby. Prigozhin's daddy now. Or Prigozhin maybe daddy. Is, who knows where
he is. Daddy or diddy. We don't know. But everyone's like, he's weak. Everyone thinks Putin's weak. Anyways, this is not a story about that. This is a story about Jesse Waters and how he is new king of... this is just going to be some shit we have to deal with now. Seems like a real bad guy. He's going to be probably twice as famous as he is right now in 2 months.
So, mm-hmm.
Has Tucker come out with a new episode of his woodshop?
I don't think, no, because Fox was like, you can't be doing these sad ass little wooden vlogs, my man.
Yeah. Interesting.
So I'm pretty sure I feel like we would have heard because the internet would have started talking about it. But yeah, I think we only got that one. Grand opening, grand closing, yo.
Grand opening, grand closing. Well, Miles, speaking of grand closing, we can finally close the book on Jeffrey Epstein's suicide. The Justice Department. No, the Justice Department, in a way, he was murdered by negligence of two guards, federal jail guards.
When you said two guards, I was like, what, like a shooting guard or a point guard?
Two guards. Yeah, yeah, it was Devin Booker. Guard. And
I mean, what would you consider Michael Jordan, right? Yeah, two
guards. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Dwayne Wade, Michael Jordan.
It was Steph Curry and Michael Jordan. Okay, two guards.
Two guards. So the AP says Jeffrey Epstein was left alone in his jail cell with a surplus of bed linens the night he killed himself. Nearly all the surveillance cameras on his unit didn't record.
Huh. Right, I remember that.
One worker was on duty for 24 hours straight, and despite his high profile and a suicide attempt 2 weeks earlier, he wasn't checked on regularly as required. They needed a fall guy or fall guys, and they seemed to just be like, these two lazy bums who were working for 24 hours straight and couldn't even stay awake. That is their fault. So
yeah, I don't... Still not a very satisfying ending, I'd say.
No, it's not. I mean, this just means that they've decided to stop investigating it and give us the fall guy that they're like, we've officially come up with an official fall guy. Just
these
wanted
guys,
to make an announcement. These two dipshits. Look at them. Aren't they dumb? They look tired, don't they? Don't they look like they're about to drift off to sleep?
These two guys. I just like to say a surplus of bed sheets. Like, what does that look like? Like, were they also like encouraging him to like be like, hey, I don't know, this looks like you might be able to do something with all this. Anyway, right. I'm going to take a nap for 12 hours.
Yeah.
You know, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. So
maybe
the story
he
only
wrapped
gets
himself
murkier.
Up like a mummy, and that was what did it. He just,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
I remember my mom saying to not do that when I was a kid, like as a little kid. Like with like an older cousin being like, let me wrap you in this sheet like a mummy. And she's like, you're going to fucking suffocate. I remember that was a good thing that scared me off of doing mummy wraps to myself. It's like, you could breathe. You could stop breathing. But that was
you
just
ever
my concern. Mother.
Paper mummy wrap? Those shits are the coolest, man.
No, you know why? That shit just felt so. Oh, you know what? We did it in eighth grade. I remember as like a school spirit thing. There's like a contest of like who could wrap their teacher as a mummy in toilet paper the quickest. And I just felt this was such a waste.
Yeah.
We could be wiping our butts with this.
And not just from a ecological perspective, but just, yeah, like your dumps are so messy that it just breaks your heart to see all that toilet paper go unused.
At times, I already know toilet paper is futile at a certain point. And I just get into the shower.
Yeah. All right. And then the Supreme Court getting a couple right.
Yeah. I think because this is on the heels of the Alito thing, too.
Yeah.
It's like, I guess maybe the only way we can keep the Supreme Court from like completely falling out of line is keep exposing a little controversy every time. So they need to do a make good in a decision. Yeah. But yeah, it's all part of this like legal theory called like the independent state legislature. And essentially their decision was saying like, that's bullshit. Basically saying that the state legislatures can make decisions about elections from congressional elections all the way on down. They're like, and opponents or like the people who are, you know, saying like, no, like this is actually a very valid legal theory. That was basically saying that like we can sidestep the courts to do whatever we want in elections. So the Supreme Court did a solid by basically saying like, yeah, okay, we'll prevent some gerrymanders.
So preventing gerrymandering, does it also have an effect on like Trump or a Republican's ability to like steal an election, or that is separate. When you talk about like states being able to do what they want on a presidential election or on an election, I that's what jumped into my head. And I think I might have been wrong.
I'd imagine, I mean, it gives untold power, like, right, to whoever. If the courts can't decide that, then that means the state legislature is higher than the court. Whoa, in that respect. That's, and that's when they're like, no, the place where you can, like, again, post a bunch of 4chan memes and then suddenly you have the power to do this because you won your election. No.
Got it. So, as super producer Brian points out, yeah, there is the overall gerrymandering that is the electoral college that we've been rolling with for
about
centuries.
Ranked choice.
Yeah. About that. All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back and talk about somebody named Mark Wayne.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. And a GOP senator by the name of Mark Wayne, those two names, but fused together, so Wayne isn't even capitalized, Mullen, has challenged a Teamster president, Sean O'Brien, to an MMA fight on Monday after O'Brien called him a greedy CEO and a clown and a fraud in a tweet last week, and also showed off that he's small.
Yeah, the real incendiary part of the tweets that I know really got to Mark Wayne. Do you think racist white people read his name and think he's black?
Maybe. Like it. Yeah, it feels like it could go in one.
They're
of
like, "What's your name, Mark Wayne? You Mark Wayne? Okay, right. Mark Wayne." Yeah, and then like, and then he's probably out here like, "I know what it's like to be profiled because of my name." Anyway, so this guy Sean O'Brien, he tweeted a picture of Mark Wayne Mullen at a debate, like I think it was last year, and it was a picture that was taken from behind the lecterns, like the podiums, and we find out in this picture, Mark Wayne was standing on like a little apple box to appear taller during the debate, and he was basically saying like, yo, look at this small man energy, is what the Teamsters, you know, president is saying, and this is how this guy responded. He said, an attention-seeking union Teamster boss is trying to be punchy after our Senate hearing. Okay, I accept your challenge. MMA fight for charity of our choice. And then he offered a time and a place of September 30th in Tulsa, which is where Mullen's from. And he gave O'Brien 3 days to accept.
Wow. I mean, We're just going towards duels. Wait, so on the Apple box, I'm just trying to picture how this works. Was he lowered from the, because otherwise, like, it, you walk in and then you climb up on an Apple box, it's going to be pretty obvious to people and they're going to notice that you just got 5 to 6 inches taller, like as you reached the podium. So was he lowered down onto the podium?
Nah,
like Howard Stern Fartman style? Was he just standing at the podium as people filed in?
No, I have a feeling that was there and he had to just own it.
Yeah.
You know? Or what I would do is I would pretend my back hurts, so I'd be crouching. So then you can't really perceive the difference in height. And I'm like, oh, let me stretch my back and then step on it. Like, and then when it's over, just kind of bend down a little bit and scoot on out.
Pretend you like dropped something at the podium.
He's double dipping too. Look at the, he got some chunky heels there too.
Chunky
with the
heels.
Apple box. I get it, but he's so racist. He was like, I can't be smaller than this man of color I'm debating.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ugh. But anyway, no small man energy detected.
Nope.
Oh, I'm exactly. Standing on a box.
I'll prove
Bite
to
me,
you,
motherfucker.
I'll prove to you I don't have a small man energy about me. No small man energy found. Fight me. Okay.
Which is great. And I love the response of O'Brien, which is basically, you know where to find me. Any place, anytime, cowboy. I'm not fucking with no Teamster. Have you met Teamsters?
Yeah.
Mark Wayne?
Yeah.
No. No, no, no.
Maybe he saw that Elon Musk's mom asked that he not fight Mark Zuckerberg and was like, see, that worked out cool. And he still
Maybe
looked awesome.
Mom.
So
Maybe
I'll just
my
ask
mom
my mom.
Say something. But now Elon, he's apparently George St. Pierre is saying, I'll train you for your fight against Zuckerberg.
Okay.
It's all becoming.
Who's George St. Pierre again?
He's a MMA fighter.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, we'll see. But yeah, this is very, it's just getting WWE mixed with dueling muskets.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
73% Miles, number of the day. Daily Zeitgeist, number of the day, 73%.
All right. What's that?
That
mean?
Is the number of Americans who do not have a landline.
Whoa. Hey, I know my grandma still has hers. I don't, this is kind of fucking me up. I knew people don't fuck with landlines because I myself have had numerous moves where I've denied, I was like, no landline needed here. But 73% is pretty wild. I didn't think that like my mom and like my aunts and like older relatives are a part of that distinguished 27% that are still rocking with the landline.
Landlines are still, when I go and visit my in-laws, they still got the landline and they are still going off, as you might have heard in the background of some of the episodes I've recorded there. The spam phone call industry is still alive and well and it knows about your landline.
And they pick up every time, thinking it's not someone named Scam Caller.
They just open with their social security number to just get it out of the way because they know that's what they're looking for.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say every immigrant, like kids whose parents are immigrants, has their landline still.
Yeah. Or if you just haven't moved in a long time.
Well, I just think of all my mom, like all the Japanese people I know that immigrated here that like live in the States. When I'm like thinking of people who still have like, those are all the people I think of. Then I'm like, oh my God, you saw, I like go there, I'm like, wow, this Uniden cordless phone. I remember this from 98.
Yeah.
Cause my dad doesn't have one.
Yeah.
And I think that's because he's just American. He's too American on that shit. But anyway, let us know who's got him, who doesn't. But I miss actually talking on a landline. I do miss that form of communication.
That was something that, man, I spent so much time as a kid talking to girls on a landline.
Okay, lover boy.
Lover boy over here.
Hey, lover boy on the phone. Stop, Dad.
I had a girlfriend that I really liked in like sixth grade, and she loved talking on the phone. And I would spend like 3 hours a day just like sitting there playing either Bulls versus Lakers, the Sega game, or Labyrinth, the wooden box game.
Yeah, with like the two axes that you had to rotate the knobs.
So you cranked the phone to get the connection going, and then you would play with a wooden box and a metallic silver
like
marble.
A ball bearing,
got so good at that game. Like, I think the last time I tried, I could still take the marble all the way to the end and back.
Oh, shit. Good for you.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I just, man, like the amount of time I spent on the phone, my mom thought something was wrong with me. I would be quiet and she would like walk in my room and I'd have the phone to my ear. She's like, are you on the phone? I'm like, yes.
Are you receiving terrible?
She's like,
news
you're not
right
even
now?
Talking right now. And I'm like, because no, we're watching something.
You still there?
Because Cops is on.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You see that shit, dude? Oh my God. The guy's so drunk. It's like the tone of my conversation. It's like we're doing that shit.
It's funny. Our young producer, Bay, was saying, yeah, oh, I would love a landline. Like, it's.
Yeah, like cute. It was so, like, kitsch.
Yeah, nostalgic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Be like I get it. A record player. Yeah.
In a way, though, do you realize when, like, you didn't have smartphones and just all this, like, rapid information coming at you that, yeah, we were just spending time, like, on the phone? That was just. We weren't scrolling. We were like, honestly, so much of my day would be spent talking to like whoever my love interest was on the phone. And half the time it would be watching this. What are you watching? Oh, what channel's that on right now?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Oh, whoa. I haven't seen this one. It's good. Okay. And then you're doing that.
Those were the days.
Simpler times.
There's a thing going viral. Titanic's coming to Netflix. Some people seem angry and think that Netflix hurried up a Titanic appearance for July 1st after the diving tragedy, the submersible tragedy. But these things take longer than that. So
yeah, I get that though. I get that people go, oh, Titanic. Oh, okay. Put Titanic on Netflix right now.
All right.
I think a more sexy theory is that Netflix was behind the submersible going down.
That's an interesting idea.
As pre-marketing, like they knew Netflix or Titanic was coming to Netflix, and then they slowly just egged the guy on into a tragic end. Yeah. Anyway, because I think that's all I have to believe after talking about private equity. I'm like, yeah, probably they would do that too.
Yeah, right. But they're so incompetent. Right? Set people up. That's the thing. Yeah, I don't believe anything now. I don't believe anything that's like competent and well planned out is happening because the entire power structure of the country is just people like doing a bad job on purpose and becoming billionaires.
Yeah. We're just driving till the tank's on empty. There's no grand scheme. But hey,
yeah.
I guess we'll check it out. When was the last time you watched Titanic?
It's been a
like,
while.
Seriously watched.
Like beginning to end?
Yeah.
I think it's been since it was in theaters the first time. I think
I probably did
back.
It like in college, like on a like of just a for a laugh. Do you dare me to go in my room right now and watch Titanic all the way through and not come out until it's over? Okay.
Just come out weeping.
Oh my God, Miles is so drunk, dude. He just went in his room and watched Titanic the whole way through.
To be fair, as our writer Jam points out, James Cameron's movie remains the safest way to gawk at the Titanic.
Actually, I would say this. I spent entirely too much time on YouTube. I think I mentioned this on the show. Of like a rendering of the entire Titanic so you could actually kind of see what it felt like on the inside and like look at all the rooms and shit.
I just need to close my eyes to do that, Miles. It's
wow.
Just my
okay,
dream
Rose.
Palace. Just close my eyes and I'm back there with Jack.
With myself. Oh wow, that's an image I think we're gonna have to make for our promo.
Like one of your French girls?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Those are some of the things that are trending on this Tuesday, June 27th. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show, a very fun one. Mm-hmm. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourself.
Yep.
Get the vaccine. Mm-hmm. Don't do nothing about white supremacy.
Nope.
And we will talk to you all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.